Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Zaid Al-Nafousi from QNB Financial Services. I want to welcome everyone to Qatar German Medical Devices Company's third quarter 2019 financial results conference call. On this call, we have Mr. Saleh Al-Khalifi, board member, Mr. Isa Al-Muslimani, board member and managing director, Mr. Mohammed Sirajuddin, finance manager, and Ms. May Al-Baroudi, board secretary and investor relations officer. We will conduct this conference call with first management reviewing the company's results, followed by Q&A session. Now, I will turn the call over to Ms. Al-Baroudi. Go ahead.
Thank you so much for the introduction, and thank you for all for your interest in QGMD. This is May Al-Baroudi, the board secretary and IR. We can start the conference call with our finance manager, Mr. Mohammed Sirajuddin. And we have shared already the investor relation presentations and our financials already published in our website. And we are ready to start for any questions and answers regarding our situation.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Mohammed Sirajuddin, finance manager of QGMD, which we call Qatar German for Medical Devices and Company. Thank you for the opportunity. First of all, may I know whether you all can hear me? Hello?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, right on. So I will start up with Qatar German, the financial results for the end of this quarter. Obviously, Qatar German is in manufacturing the medical devices, syringes, and IV cannula in the Qatar. And this is the one and only Qatar-based company, and mostly we are dealing in the local-based customers. Our 70 to 80% is coming from the our local customers, and we have around 15 to 20% for the export. However, we have done a very good financial prospect in previous years and onwards. Before, let's say 2017 onwards. However, after the 2017, this Qatar German sales got dropped down. However, hello.
Yes, assalamu alaikum. Hello.
Yeah. However, in regards to the this 9 months results, we have done fairly well. Fairly well. I am not telling we have done brilliant or excellency. We have done fairly okay with the expectations and the current status of the economy in the country. And the major course of this 9 months, we have done the re-engineering process in the company. So we have a lot of changes over there. After considering all these stuff, the performance which we have done with our staff, it is well and good as far as my concern. We have results of, let's say, around the turnover. Before I go to the turnover, I proceed with this company structure. This company structure is basically an assets-based company. If you see my balance sheets, we have a strong asset, and we have supported by the, the shares, the share capital which we issued, and as well as the our long-term loan, which is funded by the QDB. QDB is one of the pillar of this Qatar German affiliations. And as well as QNB also supported us in the financials wise, and we are going towards and focusing on the next year. In this year, the 9 months ending up, we have done with the gross margin about around 35%, which we are doing together with the trading and the manufacturing divisions. And we have ended up with operational loss of around 1.4 million. This 1.4 million is not consisting the depreciation and as well as the financial cost, which is excluded. So if I consider this the financial cost and the depreciation, my total loss is going to be around 8.4 million. So apart from this losses, if you see my balance sheet, my efficiencies and the my capital structures and the working capital requirements, you can see that my balance sheet, which is having almost a total non-current asset, which is including property, plant, and equipment and as well as my inventory together is almost 155 million, which is the total asset which I have it. So that's what I called. You compare with my assets and the revenue. My revenue is not the up to the task of the assets. So my assets, we have invested by looking at the future prospects. And obviously, yes, in the last 10 years, we couldn't perform well, but we have a very good base right now to moving forward. Then if you see my current assets and current liabilities. So current assets, which is showing compared to the last year's in my 9 months performance, it's showing very less because we have made a lot of collections during this year. And even we put the debt collectors and we have very much aggressive in the local market. We have changes our credit terms. Instead of the open credit, we made the secured credit in the local market, and as well as all the export sales, which is going through the insurance for the open credit, or otherwise it is advance payment. So that's the reason the receivables part is very less when compared to the last year, the same month performance. And if you see my even current liabilities is come down from 60 million to 22 million. So my balance sheet, I have done fairly good results with my operational and efficiency matters by comparing to my revenue generations. My revenue generation we are targeting for the next year onwards, not from this year. I'm sure if I'm going to end up with this year, I may not achieve my budget, but definitely my focus is for the upcoming years. Hello?
Yes. Thank you very much for the presentation. Would you like to continue, or would you like us to start the questions and answers session?
I have a few highlights of the financials, apart from my balance sheet and the comprehensive income statement. As far as my concerns, I have improvised my GP margin, which was around 10%, and then we rectified the typical task, and we have made it up to 35%. And my debt collection period, which is was 180 days, but it's bring back to the 130 days. And we reduced basically our general overheads by 10%. And the remaining is, as I mentioned to you, the operational efficiency we have made it. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Sirajuddin. Yes, we can actually start with the question. Oh, sorry. Sorry, go ahead, May. Sorry about that.
Sorry. This is May speaking. I would like to highlight for a few things about QGMD because the QGMD is one of the leading manufacturers of medical devices in the Middle East, and we are also the only one in Qatar as a manufacturing company, and our license in Ministry of Public Health is number one. So that means we have the opportunity to be the first and the only manufacturing company in Qatar, purely manufacturing from raw material till the finished goods. So I would like also to highlight that and to advise everyone that we are now promoting our name, and we are going to rebrand our QGMD, and we advise everyone to have a visit for the factory and the plant, because it's a master of art, actually, and we are recognized by the ISO, and we are registered in many companies and countries in USA, for our products are registered there in Russia, and we have also developed the divisions of the QGMD, not only known for manufacturing, we have a trading arm, we are expanding our portfolio, and we have also developed services, medical services. We have arranged an agreement with Eastwood, one of the well-known training establishments in UK, and they are available in HMC now as a client. We are their exclusive distributor in Qatar for their services. And we have developed also the sterilization services, because the sterilization is one of the processes of our QGMD manufacture of our products. And we have developed and also signed an agreement with Al Jazeera Medical for providing such services. So we have developed a lot of things, and also we are working with the Ministry of Industry for Trade and Industry about the patent, the new patent for safety syringe. So we have developed a lot of things under QGMD umbrella, and we are expanding, and we are expecting the better opportunity in 2020. And we are also working on a turnaround strategy to overcome our financial position. So thank you so much.
Thank you, May, for that. If you guys don't have more comments or concerns about the statements, we can actually start the Q&A session, if any.
Sure.
Mr. Zed, can I open the Q&A?
Yes, please.
Thank you. Dear participants, if you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you are using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, press star 1 to ask a question. We'll pause just for a moment to allow everyone an opportunity to signal for questions. We have our first question from Christopher Schroeder from Private Investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you very much also for the presentation so far. I have two or three short questions. First would be that your net loss for the first 9 months, as you have also mentioned, now stands at around 8.4 million, which is actually an increase on losses of around 50%. What are the strategic actions that the management is now taking to turn to profitability? And also, when do you expect to return to profitability?
Yeah, it is well noted by the board of directors and our executive team. Majorly the losses throughout the operational and as well as the depreciations, which is also constrained in the particular losses. So our turnaround strategy, what we are trying to do, we propose to them, one is to increase our share capital, first one. And the second one we have done, instead of we are keeping a separate, we are keeping only manufacturing wings over here, we are going to split down with the trading department and the service providing and as well as the new project divisions, which we are working on that one. Instead of we are just working only for the manufacturing division, which we have spanned up our business operation. Our basic was, our core module was, previously just to manufacture syringes and export in the local market, but we have changed it to we changed the business strategy or business module for the like a multifunctioning company over here, because we analyzed it, the local market is not sufficient, so we have to go for our export market very well. So the key decision we took it during this year or this quarter is the pricing strategies to increase the export sales. So I wanted to increase my export sale, which should be 80% of my capacity. So this is what we have done, and we have done a lot of the changes in the pricing strategies, and we already worked out. So definitely there will be a big turnaround in the upcoming years.
Okay, thank you. And another short question around, so at the moment you have around 680K cash available. How long do you think this will remain to finance the operations of the companies, and when do you think you need new debt?
Actually, the questions we are looking at are the cash balances. We were forecast our budget based on the upcoming collection. If you see my trade receivables, which is 2 million, and I have almost the order confirmations, and as well as we are working for the upcoming budget, which I am forecasting with the positive way, it's around 20 million for the upcoming. For that one, QDB is supporting us for the any raw material purchases and as well as the working capital requirement. We approached the QDB for the financial supports already, and that is the reason they are doing the turnaround strategies. By end of December, we will come to know where we are and where we want to go. Based on that one, the financial supports will be done. And not only that one, we are working for the new investor. We are open up for the our JV partners and as well as the new investors and or any operators, international operator who willing to join the hands together with us. We are working together with the QDB for to have a turnaround strategies, and we hired our specialized consultants for this particular task also. Yes, your point is well taken. 680,000 is my cash flow, but if you see my the last few months, we have done very well, and we have booked almost another 4 million sales, upcoming sales, and we, you see my inventory, almost my inventory is 11 million, in which 2 million is my spare part. So apart from that one, 9 million I have in my inventory. So I have to liquidate my inventory to cash my money. So the plan is already done, and we have the order booking. Definitely, we will move forward without any problem.
Okay. Okay, perfect. I see that. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Dear participants, once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 from your telephone keypad. We do not see any questions at this time, sir.
Well, if that's
we
the
have
case,
our
then,
next question.
Go ahead,
we have our next question, sir. We have our next question from Vishal Gupta, Ras Malau Investment Bank. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hello. Yeah, thank you for the call.
Hi.
Just wanted to get an idea of what is your current capacity and utilization. And when you say it, on the export market, you're trying to get 80% of the capacity from export markets. Is that correct?
First of all, I will tell you, present we are using only 10% of my capacity. Okay, or less than 10% of my capacity we are using. So that's the reason I said I am going to expand my export market by the pricing strategy. I'm challenging with the world giants. I'm telling you, I don't want to mention the name. They are world giants in this particular industry. And very proudly, I'm saying I bidded for few government international organizations better than their prizes, which means last awarded prizes. Better than the last awarded prizes, I have done my task. I have done my exercise very well, and I am on the card right now in the international market, which I have done it. So as I'm telling you, yes, I'm using a very, very less amount of my original capacity. And as I told you, there's a huge room for the international operators who is willing to join together with us, and they all are welcome. I can do that one, or we can do that one.
Okay, and what is your current capacity at? How many units?
We can do almost 10 million pieces in a month. Okay, or we can, if we at current capacity, if I increase a little bit my manpower and other stuff, I can go above that one also. Because we have huge assets. We have very huge assets. And these assets are very much compatible in the world market. It is it's almost number one in the world market.
Okay. And just to follow up on one of your earlier comments, you said some strategic actions and to add services to the business operation. What kind of services are we looking at to be added?
We have, let's say, we are providing at the moment the services for the machinery which we have installed in the medical clinic and Hamad Medical Hospital over here. And apart from that one, we are providing the specialized medical services for the people who are working in the hospital, and specialized equipment handling and everything. And apart from that one, we are trying to create some the local based elderly services, which we are on the card that one, and we are evaluating the feasibility study also, and the, how much is the investment facilities. And these are the major services which is going to bring the huge revenue to the company. And there are a couple of projects on card. Apart from these services, there are a couple of projects on card, and we are working on that one.
And just one last question from my side. What export markets are you looking at?
Actually, we already entered to the Europe market. For your information, we are through the one of the distribution channels. They visited already our company. And apart from that one, we entered to the Australian market and African market. And as well as the, we are getting some proposal for the North America also. So these are the major our market zone or the segment which we are going to operate in future.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right.
Dear participants, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 from your telephone keypad. It appears there are no further questions at this time. I would like to turn the conference back to you, sir, for any additional or closing remarks.
Thank you, Rabia, very much. And I would like to thank all the attendees for being on this call, especially Mr. Khalefi, Mr. Muslimani, Mr. Sirajuddin, and Ms. Al-Baroudi for the presentation, answering questions, and their time with us today. With that, we conclude this conference call. If you wish to do so, you may hang up now, and goodbye. Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This concludes today's call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.